Ryan, end of day three, and Essex looking down the barrel of a gun, really.
Yeah, look, there's no glossing over it. It's been tough. We obviously haven't started the way we wanted to. I thought we bowled really well in patches, and even in the first innings, obviously that score's nowhere near good enough, but looking back, we missed a few moments, you know, where we absorbed a lot of pressure and then gave it away, and that's probably the small differences. There's certainly no shift in confidence in what we believe the team can do. You know, as grueling as it's been, there's a sense that we're not far off where we want to be, but certainly, you know, one more chance to fight tomorrow, and certainly the way we fought in the last 40 overs is a credit to the lads.
And little bits of frustration, I guess, for you as skipper on that first morning to get five or six wickets reasonably cheaply. They've been very satisfied with that, and then unfortunately let him off the hook a little bit, although perhaps as the ball gets older, more difficult to take wickets, and they bat right the way down anyway, don't they?
Yeah, that's one of the moments I was alluding to. Obviously, 160 for six, you know, if you bowl them out there for 220, you've done really well. And even, you know, 260 for nine, if you can close that off sort of 270. It's a problem we've had for a while. You know, finishing tails off, even last year, we struggled, and certainly the year before. And obviously, our go-to guy for that was Napes. But frustration, yeah, definitely. And like I say, with the batting as well, you know, getting to lunch on day two and losing Loz the ball before lunch type of thing, and then Wheats the over after lunch. That was a big period in the game. And then also Rav, you know, chipping one to mid-wicket, and when he's close to 50 and playing so beautifully. And that's all I mean by those small moments. And it's something we're going to have to learn from quickly. I have to give a lot of credit to Lanx, the way they bowled in the first innings. It really was a step up from anything we've experienced. You know, they pounded away. I was out there for just over an hour, and I think I got two hit balls, and you know, that's sort of testament to the way they bowled, and probably how we need to look to set up for the rest of the season. We're going to come up against some high quality opposition, and like I said earlier, I truly believe we have the skill set up there to rise to the challenge, but we do need to be a bit better than we were on the first 2 days.
Yeah, and it's an early lesson of what we can expect, but you've got guys in that dressing room that you will look to step forward. They are capable of addressing situations, aren't they? And they, you know, it's when we need those guys to help the other ones through this early period,
yeah.
If you like.
Yeah, definitely. There's not too many youngsters in the team anymore. A lot of proven success in the last few years, and still very confident about the batting unit. And if anything, I've been really surprised by the bowling. I thought we competed really well. Obviously, Aaron Beard's had a fantastic first game. You know, someone who was a marginal call for selection, he's come in and shown why he's been selected. I thought he bowled beautifully. He's still got a bit to learn as well, but he's switched on, and he'll work on that. And obviously, Simon as well. You know, he's bowled fantastically, and I think, again, with the quality we're going to come up against, the necessity of having someone to do that holding role so you can rotate the four seamers from one end, that's certainly a big positive to take from this game so far.
Indeed, and with the batting, just showed, illustrated perhaps tonight, how we need to show patience. We could play a little bit more free spirit in Div 2 tonight. You'd have been really satisfied with the two openers, Nick Brown and Viren Chopra, for the way they played. You'd have been equally frustrated at the two shots that got them out, but then Tom Wesley and Dan Lawrence showed how to do it by carrying us through to the close.
Definitely. You know, Brownie's one's particularly frustrating. But at the same time, we don't want to go into our shells and, you know, just battle to survive. You've got to make runs while you're out there as well. And a little bit like I said about the first innings, those small moments, you know, Brownie's done all the work there in 10 overs, like the pair of them did in the first innings, and then probably all four dismissals pretty soft. And that could be the difference, you know, just seeing off sessions like that, and when you do come up against quality, I think that's the difference.
Early days there, Ryan, plenty of cricket to become.
Absolutely, and Silvers has been fantastic. Obviously day two was demoralising, today was tough as well, but you know, Silvers has been fantastic. We've got a very clear understanding of the path we're trying to follow, and it is new, and I think we're always expecting a few sort of induction problems, if you want to call it that. But you know, today I thought we bounced back really well in the last 40 overs, and even though we only got three wickets, the guys ran in and toiled all day, which is again another positive.
For talking to us, Ryan, wish you well.